So we pray, Heavenly Father, we know that even as we understand today your presence, there were souls way back in the Old Testament, right through the New and into these hours, where people were most assured that you were there, either in their hearts by the little seed of the Holy Spirit, and you were actually hovering them as the God of heaven, knowing also that there was nothing that was not uncovered to your eyes. There was not one thought of the heart that was not heard louder in heaven than words upon earth. And yet, in spite of the fact that they knew of your presence, we find men in Scripture and men through life who did not actually live lives as though this were true. And we know this is the same today. But we realize again the Scriptures is fulfilled that says that our faithlessness makes all the more clear your faithfulness, even as Paul said, I live by the faith of the Son of God, not even saying concerning that faith within him, though that was true, but it went even higher. It went to the fact of your faith, that you knew that your sheep would come, that they were given to you by the Father, and none would be lost, and you would keep them, provide for them. Your great Jehovah titles all manifested. And so today, Lord, we know that your presence being here has nothing to do with us and our attitudes and dispositions, in the sense that we have something that produced it all, but you in your grace and mercy did it all. And we just pray, Lord, that we'll not lose sight of that, no matter what transpires in our lives toward us or in us and through us. We look to you, Lord, knowing that the rock of our salvation is you yourself. We have no other hope. You are a hope, and you are here to take us through this. We would like, Lord, for you to help us to understand more and fix our hearts and our minds more clearly than ever before, knowing as the North Star is fixed and all things rotate about it, we also may be rotating in our own little earthly spins, even as we have, even in politics, they say the spin doctors and everything, Lord, they're politically correct, and they jive 100% with the Word of God, the spiritually correct. They're there, Lord, but you are here today, and we revolve around you with all our gyrations and spinnings. You remain steady, O God, thou remainest, and our hope is fixed upon you. May we learn of you this morning, Lord, in a way we have not learned before, giving us greater stability and the outflowing of life, and we'll give you praise in Jesus' name. Amen. You may be seated. Now, before we start the message, I would have normally said something which would be put on a tape, and then it may or may not be included in that which goes to ministers and different people. But putting it on a tape this morning, it will go to everybody, and it has to do with the fact of my wife getting sick with and she was very, very ill. In fact, she came to the place where she thought, if this is going on, it's a whole lot better to die. And I've never heard her say that. She's the one that would struggle to live, because she's not that disappointed with life, and neither should any of us be, that, you know, let's get out of here, no matter how we get out of here. Also, that she, you know, just felt so bad within herself that she would just sooner be left alone and nobody even come near, which is not the way my wife is. And for some time before that condition, which was described as Meniere's disease, that instability from the inner ear, she would tell me how that she'd be reading, and maybe she'd even mention to some of you folk, and suddenly a part of the page would get blank, and she'd have to move her head, and the page would fill in. Well, she was taking a test from the ophthalmologist, and he just shake his head and couldn't believe that what she was telling him was right, because there's nothing registered in his mind as an ophthalmologist. And I don't know what it is, and the ophthalmologist didn't know. So when she would tell him about this condition here, he'd just look at her and think, well, you're nuts. You know, he didn't really call her a liar, but he was quite sure she had to be imagining things, the same as the doctors wanted to send me to a psychiatrist when I had candidiasis, which oozes 82 poisons in your bloodstream and makes you want to commit suicide or kill anybody near you to bother you. I mean, I was living in the tortures of hell, and the doctors right away, well, he's got to have the bug stocked out. They didn't even know it was a bug. Well, the ophthalmologist was not quite in that category, but the point is he was there to a degree. All right, we took her to the hospital. The ambulance took her there, and the doctor diagnosed her condition as Meniere's disease. our daughter phoned Mary, and Mary phoned Dave and some people, and people, many, many people began praying. And I know that God had to have answered the prayer, because when the tests were taken, with two were given, Dr. Rue said that what doctor told you had Meniere's disease? There's absolutely no trace. There's nothing there that indicates it being there. Well, he said, I want to just check a little further and find out what's going on. So he did check further and came up with the fact that she did have a little infection in the ear, which is, she had it far worse before and didn't do anything to her like that. But here's the gist and the punch of the whole story. There's no doubt positively that God healed her. And now today, with nothing being done, she can look at the page, and the page is perfectly clear. So I don't know what all happened, but I got no, God was in it. And I just want you to know that prayers are efficacious. The Lord answers prayers. And I want this to go in Africa, Australia, New Zealand, Europe, every place that our voice is lifted up. That be a good cheer. The boat isn't going to sink. This is not some ship that left Poland to go to Norway and sunk with 53 people upon it. This is not Noah's Ark that somebody pulled the plug and it went down. This is the ship that Brother Branham said, it's in perfect order. The stabilizers are fixed. It's going to crest every wave and going through. So that's what we look at, and we praise God for His goodness and mercy, which the Bible says endures forever. All right, now, we're looking at the spoken word is the original seed. And as we continue our study, and this is number 7, the study of this message, we note again that Brother Branham used the creation account of Genesis 1, wherein God established the law of the perpetuation of life by seed germ, both in plants and in animals. Whatever the original manifestation of all life that appeared at that time was absolutely due to the creative word of God, and the perpetuation of that manifestation of life was through the seed that that original life bore at that particular time and should continue to bear until God is finished with it and does what He wants with it. Or in other words, birthed in order to perpetuate its original self. Now, from the Genesis account, we know that all created life and all forms of non-life were absolutely created, originated by the unchanging spoken word of the unchanging God. Now, you'll note in there's a little deletion because there was a part of us, starting with Adam, that was not created. The soul was not created. It was transmitted. Understand? Therefore, there's a part of Adam, there's a part of us that is eternal. And Brother Branham said, there's a part of us that is a part of God. That's where John said, his seed remaineth in him and cannot sin because it issued forth from God. But all other life is created. Never mind the degree and the form. It is created and was created by spoken word. And since this law of life was set by order of God, and in the order of God, to bring forth after its kind, there is no place whatever in the word for a hybridization. Now listen carefully. Any successful attempt by man who was ordained as controller in Genesis 1:26 would be a violation of God's word and laws. Now let us go to Genesis 1:26. And God said, let us make man in our image, after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea. That means there's going to be a multitude. See? And over the fowl of the air, and over the cattle, and over all the earth, and every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth. Now you notice that God gave this man dominion. And the dominion was over all life on this earth. So therefore man had within his power to hybridize. But God said, I don't want it. Man would not have hybridized anything had his wife stayed behind the word. which he did not, causing a violation and an interruption. Well, you better believe there will be no such thing as a hybrid of any description in the resurrection. If there is one there in the resurrection, as we're looking at the Cainites, it will only be temporary with a body fitted for the lake of fire, and that's true, where it will be eventually dissolved and annihilated. Now, Jack Miner, the Canadian, and when you go up to Canada and you go on from 75 to 401, you will see Jack Miner's bird sanctuary. He's a Canadian who understood this law. And he said, because God allowed man to be the supreme authority over God's creation, man is able to hybridize. Man is able to take the species that could come together, and he could do something for them. But you will notice that in the continuing hybridization, there is no quality. There is nothing that tastes like it used to. Not only tastes like, but nourishes like it used to. And I can speak with utmost authority, because since May Malinowski's not here, being a year older, I'm the oldest one. And so I can tell you, like the old man of the mountain, you better believe that though the beef was a little tougher, it was mighty sweet and delicious beef. And the meatballs had a gravy and a flavor you didn't have to enhance with a bunch of spices. And as my wife said, the kids in her family used to fight over who could lick up the bottom of the pan where the meat was frying. Didn't make it into gravy necessarily. With a little piece of bread. It was a treat and a half. You smacked your lips for the rest of the day. And I went through a lot of that lip smacking. Unfortunately, I don't smack my lips anymore. Nothing to smack. So man was given an authority. And of course, he abused that authority. So, now let it be known and understood that though there are species that could interbreed and produce a hybrid, it was not granted to man that he be allowed to engineer and produce it. But on the contrary, as stewards of God, and Adam was a steward of God, man should block all hybridization at the command of God. Because he was not told to change it. It was to bring forth after its kind, which is singular, which means not after their kind. Which could be the toleration of a hybridization. This premise helps us to see why Brother Branham emphatically denied man's ability to change the word of God by adding or subtracting or crossing it up with scientific or philosophic reasoning or even dislocating the word from within its context or changing its time element or misplacing it as to its doctrinal values and thereby creating a dogma or a creed. His strict admonition was to leave it alone and take it literally as God said it, believe it, and then wait for God's own interpretation by the manifesting of it. This is like finding out what the species or certain species of seed you may be looking at and wondering what it is but not knowing. You plant it, you water it, you see it come up. The manifested light, the light that it's in, it will manifest itself. It most certainly will. Now, this is exactly like it says in the book of Isaiah. A virgin shall be with child. She will bear a child. Now, notice, in the Hebrew, that word is Alma, which simply means a young woman will bear a child. See? Now, I want to show you they did not understand that as a virgin birth. And Brother Brand himself clarified it, though I just can't believe at this moment that he was absolutely knowledgeable in what he was saying, unless he was absolutely knowledgeable and left it to us to pick it up. But the same prophet vindicated, said, every man said, that woman, that girl, is going to be my daughter. And he said, in each dowry would be the bird's eye. Now, you know the bird's eye, what that is. That's a loose weave that makes wonderful diapers because it is fantastically absorbent. And instead of having all this crud you use today that's not good for the little kid, and wrapped in a plastic and so on, that will not dissolve, what they would do, they'd take a little bit of paper or a little piece of cloth that you could wash or throw away and put that in the diaper so that in the passing of the feces of a child, you wouldn't completely soil the diaper and have that horrible mess in your hands when you threw it in the wash machine, if you're fortunate enough to have one, or in the wash tub, which we had. And I helped my wife take care of it. And if the stool was to the condition, roll it off all the better. If it was soaked in, you could throw a little piece of cloth away of that absorbent paper. And then you'd wash those diapers. That's the bird's eye. Now, you're educated. All you young kids here that don't know spit, beans, and buttermilk comes to my generation. All right. And the booties, of course. Booties are booties. Now, listen. If those Israelites had it believed, it was going to be by divine intervention without a male. How many had that kind of faith? Now, Brother Branham was telling us the truth. When he said God interprets his word and reveals it by manifestation, and the fact of the matter is that that Alma, having a baby, that virgin bearing a child, and everybody knows that a woman, though she might be pregnant 30 times, as long as by the same man, the same legitimate husband, she's still a virgin. Right. Because she has had the seed of only one person in her womb. Right. I could have gone into that. We'll just drop it right there. It's, you can prove it absolutely by nature. All right. Now listen to me. Israel rejected Jesus' claim of virgin birth without male intervention because they already knew what the heathen taught. The heathen taught, and it was nothing but the males, the male priests who had the female priestesses, like we know the Roman Catholics did. They had the convent and the nunnery side by side. And the babies born were not by divine intervention, but what happened, these monks and these heathens would come up at night and talk to these women as though they were gods, seduce them, impregnate them. And the women would say, well, I've got a demigod, I've got a son of God. This was the heathen. Israel rejected it out of hand completely. So when Brother Branham was talking about all these men and these women believing their young daughter would be the one to bring forth the Messiah, in my mind it is absolutely clear that though they could believe it and did believe it, they didn't have a clue about it until the true revelation was by manifestation. And even then, when Jesus was born, he was born so perfectly like anybody else, even circumcised the 8th day. Yep. You say, well, how are you going to prove anything? It was his life. And he said, if you don't believe I am the Son of God, and the Father in me doeth the works, which proves I am that prophet, I am that Messiah that has the right to say these things, you don't believe that, look at the works, they testify. He said, you see the sun out there at night. He said, it's going down nice and red. You see, oh, ha-ha, a good day tomorrow. When there's clouds and you don't see the sun go down red, next morning it glowers, it's red. Ha-ha, it's a bad day. Don't go out in Galilee. Storms get out there and we could capsize our boats and die. And he said, oh, you hypocrites. You scuzzy bunch of lard balls. He said, you stand there knowing the Scripture that a prophet has to be vindicated before he opens his mouth and says one word. You know that, the truth, and you can read those signs out there. And then you dispute that I am the Son of God. And God's in me according to the truth. There you see it. Now you see why I'm strong for vindication. Everything is built upon it. I said here, if you don't know what species it is, if you don't know what life it is, that's why the word concerning God is Father, Son, and Holy Ghost, and there are not three in them. It is just absolutely describing exactly who and what he is under the circumstances in which he is operating. So when you talk about the Spirit of God, you are looking exactly at what is going on to judge its nature. And so when all these signs and wonders appeared, and these great things were manifested, Israel knew it was God, but they blindly said, no, this is Beelzebub. Beelzebub can heal the sick. Then the serpent that was raised up upon the cross that gave them their healing by looking was of the devil, and Moses was of the devil. See what they're doing? Talking out of both sides of their mouths. Oh, I believe God, hallelujah. See God, oh, that's the devil. I believe God, oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. I believe the Scripture. And when they see it fulfilled, they say that's the devil. That's why this world will go down and be destroyed, and judgment has already struck her. And AIDS is only the tip of the iceberg. Because the more antibiotics and things they do with it, the more it's going to mutate and mutate. Yeah, while your Nyarevs and your Ellis's and your Rock Hudson's and your great, majestic elite that prays before the public as the actors, they're the great ones. And that charming harlot, Elizabeth Taylor, maybe she's got AIDS right now. I don't know. But they glorify them. That means only one thing. You kids, you haven't got a prayer unless you turn to God. You die, you die. Say, Brother Bale, I have a granddaughter and two granddaughters. Yeah. They tear me up and all to pieces. But I got a face right in the eye. If they're serpent seed, they'll do the serpentine act. And it looks like it's being done. Some of you sit here so smug today. I'll meet you down the road. That road may be the white throne. I'll meet my children there. My grandchildren. And I'll meet you. That's the truth. That's the truth. You want to know what the seed is planted. And when you see the seed come up and the form is there, then you're going to have to go to some authority to find out what it is. And you can take every book in the world. This is the only book that identifies it. Yeah. Spoken word is original seed. It will manifest the light. Now, at this point, which is a recap, before I go to page 15 and read rapidly, because we read it before, before we do, we must be sure that we all recognize this message, which has to cover, and thereby we recognize this message coming out of chapter 22 of Revelation, which is the Omega. So if you don't understand the beginning, look at the end. When I was a kid doing mathematics and the teacher had not taught me too thoroughly from how to go from A to Z, which means from the question to the answer, I did what I found maybe 30 years after. Some teachers began to teach the pupils how to do it, which was pretend you know the answer and then go from the answer back. And I would do that every time and fool the teachers, because they should have failed me had they known. I didn't take it from the bottom to the top. It's going to top down, then it worked backwards. Are you catching something? I was ordained to do it. And this is the secret of the Bible, because Brother Branham said, Alpha is Omega. Never mind the middle. Look at the ends. If you see the Omega, you know you're looking at the Alpha. You're looking at what was planted. Now remember, Adam's sin, Eve's sin, barred them from the tree of life. Listen, Revelation chapter 22 and 10. And he said unto me, seal not the sayings of the prophecy of this book, for the time is at hand. Is at hand. This is the hour. He that is unjust, let him be unjust still. Don't try to convert him. He that is filthy, let him be filthy. Forget it. It's already over. White throne. Hebrews 6, no more repentance. He that is righteous, let him be righteous still, and he that's holy, let him be holy still. Keep your hands off, it's all over. As Brother Branham said, God did not trust an archangel, he didn't trust an angel, didn't trust anybody himself. When his son and daughter got into trouble, so today. The same one of Revelation 5 and 1, the same one is Revelation 4 and 1, the same one is Revelation 10 and 1. Behold, I come quickly. When the seals were open, the final manifestation, which means if you don't know what the real seed of religion is, the real seed of truth when it comes to spiritual things, you'll get it when the book is open, which was once sealed. Now, who sealed the book? God did. Who's going to open it? God. You say, well, John said, no, John didn't. John couldn't do one thing except God ordered him. So, all right. Behold, I come quickly, my rewards with even gave my man according to where it should be. I am Alpha and Omega. I started it. I am ending it. Where is the end? Right here, in the opening of the seals. The first and the last. He tells you, what is the last? It is here. What was the first? Let's keep on reading. Blessed are they that do his commandments, nor wash their robes. And what did Brother Branham say? He said, find such a woman, virtuous bride, who's so virtuous she'll stand still to hear the message and stop in the waters of sanctification until she's washed. He said, I'm here to dress a bride. His screen prophecy on anointing the Holy Ghost. When the sword touched his hand, he said, the sword. He said, the sword of the king. There's only one king, and that's God. And his sword is the word. Bring on your holy vesture with the holy word of God standing by. Where did he fail? She lost the covering of the word. She went from behind it. And now in this fallen state, you and I can get the covering of the word. Now listen carefully what happens. They may have the right to the tree of life. The immortality that was set before Adam, which he could have attained to by simply staying in the light and walking in the light as he is in the light and having fellowship. He lost it, but it is regained. You know, the great blind poet wrote, Paradise Lost, Paradise Regained. He made a botch of the Bible, but he had the truth to that degree. Now watch. They may enter into the gate through the gates to the city, for without are dogs, male prostitutes, sorcerers, whoremongers, murderers, idolaters, whosoever loveth and make a lie. I, Jesus, sent mine angel to testify unto you these things in the churches. I am the root and offspring of David, the bright and morning star. The Spirit and the bride say, come. Let him that heareth say, come. Come what? Matthew 25. Come out of her. Well, that's Revelation 18. But behold the bridegroom. Come out and meet him. Matthew 25. Let him that hears a thirst come. What did Jesus say? Everyone that thirst come unto me and drink. And out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water. But this spake he of the Spirit which was not yet given. For Christ was not yet glorified. If the Spirit was given after Jesus' first glorification, what about his epiphany now when he's glorified absolutely before the whole Gentile world? And this thing wasn't done in a corner. See, how much is he glorified now? How much is the Holy Spirit given? The Holy Spirit himself is here. See? Now watch. Whosoever let him take of the water of life freely. Now listen, the water of life is only under the seals and no place else, because that's what he's talking about. The water of life is only in those who are standing in the midst of the waters of sanctification by the washing of the water of the Word and dressed in the garments of the Word. And it's done by a prophet. Nobody wants it because God has his own way of doing things and everybody wants his own way. It's too late to say some blistering things, so I'm not even going to bother anymore. Why? I can't wake up people that can't be wakened up. So we just pass on these things. Not trying to titillate you, make you think I know something. You know it just the same as I do, but you can't express it like I can. That's all. It's not your job. For I testify to any man that heareth the words of the prophet of this book, if any man shall add unto these things, God shall add unto him the plagues that are written in this book. If any man shall take away the words, away from the words of the book of this prophecy, God shall take away part of the book of life out of the holy city and from the things that are written therein. Now, where is the holy city? It is right after white throne. So what is going on now? White throne. Oh, people don't believe that. They don't. Oh, you got your own answers, I suppose. Well, hey, be my guest. You can have any answer you want. But the prophet said this is white throne. Took it right from Malachi 4. Now, you can stand back and say, well, I got my ideas. Have your ideas. No problem. You're welcome. I'm not trying to sell you mine. I'm just trying to say that the prophet said I really am. See? Now, all right. Let's go back and read. We're going to read quite quickly because you read this before. Page 15. You haven't got books, just listen. Talking about this word. Original word is spoken words, original seed. And therein is the life that is manifested according to what was spoken. Let the earth bring forth the animals. Let the sea bring forth the fish and every creeping thing and so on. Let the soil bring forth the plants. Everything is right there. And that came forth in the original according to God's intent, which was already in his mind. And now having spoken and created by speaking, it has to come forth. There is nothing that can stop it. Why? Because God is omniscient and omnipotent. And he does it in love. It cannot be mixed. It will not interbreed with anything. It will not hybridize itself. Today is a great day of hybridizing animals. Corn, wheat, making a better looking product, but it's no good. That's Cain's offering. Yeah. Nice, pretty things. See? It's rotten. No life in it. Dies. Can't reproduce itself. That's right. It's dead because everything that we have on earth today in its original form is a spoken word seed. And Brother Brown is telling you that's what is staying and coming on and on and on. And every single time you hybridize, you got to go back to the original. And that's what's scaring the pants off of guys that have any brains. Do you realize the seeds of America are so controlled that the majority of original seeds are entirely missing? And they're trying to make it all over the world by the so-called seed banks of hybridizing, that there's only going to be a few seeds in this world, and they don't have anything in them anymore. Listen, if you don't think the devil's got a plot to destroy everything, you don't even know. You're not even born. If you are, you're aborted or something. I don't mean to insult anybody. I just want to wake you up to let you know it's time you started thinking, looking around, and understanding a few things. There isn't anything left anymore. Brother Branham said there's nothing left in the soil, and then there's nothing left in the seed, nothing left in the food you eat. And if it turns your body to mush, how much more will it turn your brains to mush? Mush. Hyperactive kids. Kids that are crazy. I read out of you the book of Genesis how it was they corrupted the earth, and then all this horrible thing came in because the earth was corrupted. Poor old Rush Limbaugh, he still doesn't know God's going to destroy them that destroy the earth. He thinks Mount Pinatubo is the one that destroyed it. I got news for you. Mount Pinatubo is what the earth needed. Sure. There's nothing better than volcanic ash if you really want to raise good fruit and vegetables. Yeah, you want good food. You ever tasted a potato raised on real good sandy soil with good nourishment and a bit of water? You don't know what a potato is. Around here, the soil is so soggy and full of clay, you got a soggy, lousy lump of gunk. When I was a kid, we raised our potatoes on good soil. And when you put them in water and boiled them and you drained the water off, they looked like they were sprinkled with flour. Oh, you talk about good eating. Today, what do? They're so soggy, you can't put milk and cream in them. You put a bit of butter and it floats. When I was a kid, we could pour in the cream and the butter. Oh, man, we had a gastronomical jubilee, as Brother Branham said. And we baked a potato, and it went, boom, opened up like there was a life in it. Try and get it today. Yes. Oh, once in a while I get a decent spud. But I can tell you right now, it's only once in a while, and a long while it's in. All right. Here we are back again. Spoken, the original form is a spoken word of God. Now, listen, that's why that a mule is a bastard-born animal. Now, a mule is the cross of the male donkey and the female horse, not vice versa. Vice versa is a hinny. Look it up in your books. I did, so I know what I'm talking about. I used to think that hinny was another word for mule. It ain't so. Partly, but not so. All right, now listen. A mule is a bastard-born animal. With a crossbreeding, cannot breed itself back again. There again. Pardon me, ever since I got my first cold at Thanksgiving, which wasn't to be thankful for, the second one around Christmas, my throat's bad. So all you people out there that don't like bad, choky up tapes, you can pray the Lord give Lee a good throat again so at least our tapes will be decent. That'd be all right. All right, look it. Brother Branham, using the term of the mule, bastard born, did he really know, in the sense of being vitally aware of the fact, again, that this is perfect language? Why? Because a bastard in the Old Testament was an Israelite, a child of an Israelite, by a Gentile woman. A true bastard in Scripture is where a married man living with his married wife has intercourse with a married woman who's living with her married husband. If you don't believe it, I can take you to where Brother Branham said it. I got a summary written down. That's a bastard. But Brother Branham hits it right on the head. It is the hybridization. And let me tell you, when that Jewish man, that Israelite, not Jew, because that just refers to Judah, which refers to a location, Judea against Galilee, so watch it. Go right to your Bible for your true terminology. A true Israelite. What we're looking at. When that man took a Gentile woman, that was literally hybridizing. Because God had chosen a family in the earth after the flesh. And you see, they messed up again. They messed up just like the original sons of God, who looked out and saw the daughters of men. Oh, they were Amazons. Do I need to speak any further? Any male with any imagination, any sex drive knows exactly what I'm saying, and any woman who wants to fit some kind of a mold, like Marilyn Monroe, knows exactly what I'm talking about. She wants to be a sex symbol. And these were voluptuous women. And the men went gaga for them. And everyone was a bastard. Right. Now, there's just one thing you notice here. That the serpent was closer, the beast, call him what you want, the beast, was closer to a human being than either the horse was to the donkey or vice versa. They could and did mix. And they brought on bastard children. And notice which in turn could not breed themselves back to sons of God. And it came now to election, where God alone knows where that germ is. So Brother Branham correctly said, a virgin birth is nothing compared to God bringing forth the child of Almighty God in this hour, for any hour that has gone by. All right, Brother Branham knew exactly what he was saying, either by intent or God just put the words in his mouth, and he left it for us to see the beauty and the power of this man's ability to say the exact truth. God made a horse, and he made a donkey. Right. You breed them together, you get a mule. It's a hybrid. Therefore, it cannot breed itself back. In other words, the original is completely lost when you do this. And there's no way you can return to it. What does that mean? You've got to go back to the original and start again. You can't leave the original. The minute you do, you die. That's what he says about organization. Just watch it. Now, what's my text? The spoken word's original seed. Now, I want to prove that. Let me turn to Matthew 24:35. Verily I say unto you, this generation shall not pass away till all these things be fulfilled. And that what he's wanting to say is this: heaven and earth shall pass away, but my word shall not pass away. Now, remember, there's a generation right today that would defy this. It is so rotten and so corrupt. They're going down in their own stench, their own ooze. Their flesh is rotting upon their bones. They are victims of AIDS. They are victims of sodomy. Because as it was in the days of Sodom, and remember, the mayor, the government of Sodom and Gomorrah was controlled by homosexuals. That's why Mr. Clinton right today is the biggest blotch in his wife on the face of American history. Because they let the gays go up there and dance, and with their perversion, and everything goes. And Clinton says, hey, hallelujah, hallelujah, I'm a wild, good Southern Baptist. Bless God, this is God. And she's a good Methodist. They do not dare to turn to the Word of God to get their instruction. And unless they do and start over again, right back to the Word, there is no hope for this nation. I don't care, my brother, my sister, what nation starts with the Word of God. The Bible distinctly says, do not remove the old landmarks. The Bible warns against a change of government. And that which God set in order, America was set in order. The prophet confirmed it. But America went outside the Word of God, and they're dying now, and they'll continue to die, and you'll see more and more race rise. And if you don't believe what I'm telling the truth about how they're going to turn on the Jews, get this flat. Those 200,000 evil spirits were loosed at the River Euphrates, and Stalin and Hitler did what they did to those Jews, those poor people that were literally innocent. What happened? They were slaughtered by the millions, no doubt about it, and there's no doubt that maybe that many Gentiles were killed too. Now, do you think for 1 minute they've been tied up? No. America will turn on the Jews. Now, let me give you a little insight. I'm sorry I lost it. I don't know what it is. It might be home somewhere in my clippings. It might have been a paper I threw away. But right today, there are two Jewish organizations that are training militarily right now. One in New York and one someplace else. They know what's coming and they're ready. But I can tell you one thing. Those Jews will not overcome the Gentiles. Any more the blacks will, or the Hispanics, or anybody else. This nation is set for bloodletting and destruction, and God will judge it. He's judging it already. People don't even know. If you think the squeeze isn't coming down, I've got news for you. It'll be here, and there's only one fortification. That's get behind the word. The seduction has taken place. The seduction is in the charismatics. And they are chaff. And chaff is burned. But people won't believe it. No, it's been proven they're wrong, but they're not going to believe it. How can I be wrong? Why, God answered my prayer and gave me $1 million. It'll burn. But God answered my prayer and I'm not a cripple now. That'll burn too. Any man that's smug in his own deceits has been completely fooled by the enemy. Now you could mix anything with that. Now, could you mix anything with that then? See? The word will not pass away. Even in the face of the fact, it looks like there's nothing left. They took it from the schools. They did this. They did that. They blasphemed it. They laughed. And the very government that is sworn in to protect it denies it. What about your big shot McCullough that died not too long ago? A Republican in Ohio. Representative. Well, he said it would be unconstitutional to have prayer in the schools. He voted against it. And he's a big Presbyterian. He was a big Presbyterian, wonderful Christian. He was much a Christian and a true politician as Red Skelton's Clem Clididahopper was a brilliant university student and controlled Harvard. Well, he might have done that. He might have done that really well. For I testify to every man. Now remember from Genesis where he spoke the word, see? I testify to every man. That's priest, pope, bishop, saint, presbyter, whatever. That heareth the words of the prophecy of this book. If any man shall add unto these things, God shall add him the plagues that are written in this book. What about your dogmas? What's a dogma? What one thinks to be true. See? What about your unscriptural creeds? That means what you're trusting. Credo, I believe. What you're trusting. That you're listening to. Of all denominations, there's not one excuse. They all go to judgment. And if any man take away from the words of the book, see, it's not the same, you know, see? Away from the words of the book of this prophecy, God shall take away his part of the book of life out of the holy city and from the things that are written in this book. You'll miss the New Jerusalem, certainly. Though he be a preacher, see, though he be a church member all his life, though he be bishop and pope, whosoever shall take one word of this, just one word. Do you realize it was one word that Eve doubted that caused all the trouble? One spoken word of God Eve doubted to be the truth, and it caused every sickness, every disease, every suffering baby, and they're born of age, now 80,000, will be 8 million pretty soon. Caused every hospital, one person, disbelieve one word, there you are. Notice the influence of the church. Church doesn't believe it. As Brother Branham said, who's your authority? My church believes it. My pastor, he's your authority. Wherever he's stuck, you're stuck. What he's got, you got. What if he's got spiritual aids? Oh, how the Catholic Church glorified Father Abdicate, Father Bob, they called him. He died of AIDS. Didn't you read your Nathan newspaper? I even got a phone call from one time. Never mind the circumstances. Make you think, doesn't it? All aglow with his homosexuality. And the Catholic Church endorsing it. The Catholic Church caused it. Because the Bible said, forbid not to marry. So what did they do? They indulged amongst themselves. What came now? And according to the woman reporter, she said, he took Eucharist in heaven last Sunday. That's the same as the Pope saying, Mary's ascended, she's ascended because I say so. Do you see where your church and your creeds and dogmas go when you doubt and deny this word? You say so, so that makes it. Listen, when people come to this church and they hear me say, you ain't got a thing coming. I'm not talking about Lee Vale telling you something that you don't have a thing coming. I'm telling you about this word here. You don't have a thing coming. I don't have a thing coming. William Branham didn't have a thing coming. Jesus Christ didn't have a thing coming. Now, where's it going to put all you people? You can nod your heads plumb into hell, too. Scream amen. You might think you can fool me, which you could, but you can't fool God. Because the thoughts of your heart speak louder in heaven than the words of your mouth. That's what God's messenger told Brother Branham. That's just telling you the truth. What we do about it is up to us. See? Now, not one excuse. White throne. If any man shall take away the word saying it's not the same, you know, see? He's really explaining what it means to add or take a word. It's to absolutely change it. You could add 6 words, maybe not change one bit. What if you stutter? Like the gramophone record. Fellow said, you're like that cracked gramophone record. Where the man was playing part of John 3:16, or John, the third chapter. The gramophone record said, you must be born again. And it suddenly stopped again, and again, and again, and again, and again. That's legalism. Did it hurt the word? Well, we know it was a cracked gramophone record. But if you said again and again and again, you've added because it only says you must be born again. And then it explains what that's all about, is coming to the word and receiving it. No matter what sacrifice ever given, even under Moses, you died. If you didn't come to the word, the sacrifice didn't mean anything without the word, because the life was in the word, creation. Brother Bess, the spoken word is the original seed, and the life is in the seed. Come on, come on, come on. Oh, yeah. Now, do you realize it was one word that Eve doubted? Caused all the trouble. So on. What did Eve try to do? Hybridize it. Mix it with something. You've got to take it the way God spoke it. It won't mix with anything. No, sir. Jesus one time said, if you had faith like a grain of mustard seed, and I'm told the mustard seed won't hybridize, you cannot mix it with anything. That's true from what I was told, the same thing. I don't know. You can mix other grains, but you can't mix mustard seed because it won't hybridize. And you've got to have that kind of faith. Taking the whole word of God. That's where so many evangelists crack up. We'll get to it later. How they say, oh, we believe this, and we'll take that. And they believe that one word, and they can make that one word work. But what about the next word? Blessed is he that does all his bidding. He's quoting Revelation there. All his commandments. And what are all his commandments? You dress in them at the end time. That's where you have your invulnerable shield where you can walk to the tree of life, and you cannot be discriminated against, and you cannot be rejected. Well, here I am, Lord. I'm worse than David. I'm worse than this man. But I'm walking right to the tree of life. Yeah, but you got that whole word there. You said, look, let every word of mine be a lie, but let his be truth. Now you're going somewhere. Now you're going home to glory. See? Now, blessed is he. He'll have the right to enter into the tree of life. For without are sorcerers, dogs and whoremongers and so forth. Now, we got a real mixed class here, he said, so I want my sisters to understand when I get plenty flat. Now, here's why we believe it, that it is the word of God. Therefore, God's spoken word is original. In other words, it is the originator. It is the creator of all things that have been created. Now, let's take a look at the word of God in Colossians. And it's speaking of Jesus. That is the one that was pre-existent, who is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of every creature. For by him were all things that are in heaven, that are in earth, visible and invisible, whether they be thrones, dominions, principalities, power, all things were created by him and for him. And he is before all things. And by him all things exist. So you see what we're looking at. We're looking at the God who gave the original word, which contained the original life which was created, not talking about Adamic, now that was given freely, and eternal, and he said, it remains inviolate because God has done it. And what is he going to bring back in the new creation? Every single thing that was there in Genesis, the passenger pigeon, which has become extinct, will be back. They say there's hundreds of species are gone. They will be back. Why? Because it's spirit life. I don't care if it's got a body now. It will have a body when God calls again. The birds will fly again. The bees will hum again. All the insects, all the beautiful things, only the germs with flames leaping 1,000 miles high. Those mutated things. They're going to go. And when the earth burns, those seeds in the ground, if they were really tares, in the sense that they were tares, and not as Brother Branham explained the cactus. The cactus is not what it is because it's on the desert. But if it gets water, all the prickly points will unfold into leaves. So either what has been hurt and transformed by the transfixation of sin will be unfolded so they get their true development. And what was there is weeds. If they're true weeds and tares, and I believe they are because the Bible uses them as examples, they will be destroyed. Now, Brother Brad said, we don't know how they got there, but they're there. And you know how they got there, as I understand it? Just the same as predestination. It says these people that were vessels under wrath were already talked about in the book, but they were not in the book of life up there. No, sir. They weren't in the Lamb's book of life either. And they could be in the book of life and have their names taken up. We'll show you about that. All right. Spoken word. Now, and everything that God created, He spoke into existence. See, now, I want you to notice something. If you're quick and listening to how I preach, you will notice when I talked about Adam, we went to the creation and the non-creation. And I said, you will notice in Scripture that even in places where it simply said God created. So he created by speaking. He could evidently have just not even spoken. Just thought it would have come to pass. And he could take and form what was there to form from. But you see, I was looking at just one little facet. But if I were thereby, the mistake is because I preached it. Now, if I'd have looked at it on the grounds of examining that for itself and not looking at man to show you the soul was not created, perhaps I would not have said it as I said it. Because the fact of the matter is there is nothing that was created but by the spoken word. So we rectified that one. Now let's rectify it further by going to Hebrews 11 chapter. And we'll look at it. Because we got every right to take our time. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. For by it the elders obtained a good report. For through faith we understand the worlds were framed by the word of God. So therefore there's nothing that wasn't framed by the word of God. You say, well, then it could have been unspoken. Not so. Because the speaking brings it into manifestation. The writing in the book doesn't. It's merely the record. So, all right. With that, we go to Psalm 33. Now, I'm going to cover my tracks real good so you can't come back and say, see, Brother Dale, you boo-booed and didn't, like you promised, if you made errors, you'd come back and correct it. So, we come back and correct them. This is a minor one. If I had to turn around and apologize for everything I believe about the Godhead, I'd do that too. That's the trickiest one of all. So I'm not fallible. So when I say if you ain't got a think coming, I'm not talking about a Lee Dale. I'm just trying to help people. You might say, well, live or die, sink or swim. That's exactly what I mean. I'm not looking down the road for any. Brother Brandon absolutely categorically condemned anybody looking back and anybody looking forward. Therefore, anybody that has an idea, something's coming down the road, and that will do the trick. That is it. I got news for you. With the opening of the seals, you have everything the prophet said to put you into the rapture. So keep it that way. You know, it wasn't by accident that this woman that's in government now, what was her name? Not Shalala, I don't think it was. She wrote the book on political correctness. That book was written because of this Bible and vindicated through God's prophetic ministry, Christ and Brother Branham. There is a spiritually word correctness that is not in vogue today, but is absolutely demanded of us. And you leave the truth of the vindicated explicit word, you're gone, and even Michener understood that. I wish I'd have put in the back of my Bible here when he wrote on South Africa. He said, when the language of a nation is gone, the nation is gone. When the meaning of his language. And when you lose the meaning of this, you're gone. And the church is gone. I tell you, everything testifies to reality. And why are people just picking their noses and standing around, wondering if I should come to church or do this or the other thing? We had the hottest winter on record in Ohio. They said one day it's going to go to 50-some degrees. It went into the 60s. I had to turn the air conditioner on because it got too damp in the house. Right. In December. And I did turn it on. It worked. Had to have it to get that dampness out. Only that to me is a little sign as we're getting closer and closer. Time to get red hot. Heat up with the Word of God. Instead of be lackadaisical, look around wondering. Well, the Bible warns us about that. Oh, we're going to look at Psalms 33. And looking at 6. By the word of the Lord were the heavens made, and all the host of them by the breath of his mouth. He gathered the waters of the sea together in heat, as a heap. He layeth up the depth of the storehouse. Now why did he say here, the word the heavens made, and the host by the breath of his mouth? Because air comes out when you talk. Try to suck air in when you talk. I can't do it. And what is breath? It's the Holy Spirit. Yeah, Holy Spirit designates nature. You can tell what it is. What spirit? Give it the word check. Test it by the word. That's what John did when he heard a voice. He turned around to check it out. Oh my, if people would do that. You wouldn't have all this slop going on. I could tell you some stories. I don't know if you could eat dinner. I got through telling them, so I just keep them to myself. Well, maybe you're not sensitive. I don't know. Look at. He gathered the waters of the sea together as a heap. He layeth the depth in storehouse. Storehouses. That all the earth feared the Lord, all the inhabitants of the world standing on. For he spake, it was done. He commanded, it stood fast. You can't change it. Because spoken word is original seed. In other words, he's telling you there is nothing on this earth that was and continues to be, if man hasn't destroyed it, and will reappear again, but is absolutely that which is spoken by the word. And by spoken word. Now, everything that is God created, spoken existence, is original. And you can't hybrid some of his creation secondarily. Now, people might think, that Brother Branham had a slip of the tongue. And saying, well, you can hybrid some of his creation secondarily. I don't believe that's true. I believe he meant what he said. And when he said, you can't hybrid some, he was saying, and you can hybrid some. The reason Eve could do that, what she did with her own seed, do what she did with her own seed, because she wasn't in the original or the first creation, she's a byproduct of the man, not in the creation of God. That's originally now. Don't try to twist it. God created the whole thing. And then he took a part of his creation and made a helpmeet. Now, the thing is, that word helpmeet actually means one like him. But you notice what he's talking about. This is why, taking my cue from Brother Branham, I could be wrong. I don't believe I am, but I'm open for correction, so I'm not trying to give you this as absolute doctrine. And know that I know that I know. But just listen. Let us make man in our image, after our likeness. So God created man in his own image. In the image of God created him. Male and female created he them. Him as in one. Male and female as in two. Equal them. You understand what I'm saying? Step one creation. Step two creation. This is the spirit. Not the soul, not the body. See? Then it said, God blessed them, and God said, be fruitful and multiply. Now they couldn't do it as two figures to bring forth after their kind according to the flesh. Not saying they couldn't have done it according to the spirit, but you see, they had no affinity to the rest of the world. They couldn't prune the trees. They couldn't take care of the garden or anything else unless they had that body. But I want to show you that this female part is very definitely not an actual afterthought, but it is an after working of creation as far as I can understand it. And I believe this lines with what Brother Branham said here. Now, there again, it is not, thus saith William Branham, thus saith the Lord. It is Edale talking and thinking. You do what you want with it. Now, it says she's a byproduct of the man, not in the creation. That means original and first. Now, it said, sure, God created the whole thing. That's right. And then he took a part of his creation and made a helpmeet. Now, remember, that was after that they both were put in that one body. So, he did a second molding. Now, God created the whole thing. Then he took a part of his creation and made a helpmeet. He made a species. So, that's the reason you can hybridize a donkey and a horse, but it won't last. It's dead. But the original has got life in it. It comes back again. The Alpha's Omega, that's what he's teaching you by this word here. And the bride is going to come back to original. And original is she has not been defiled through the mind. The womb of the mind is not defiled, but it's completely closed with this germ word of life. You understand what I'm saying? Because Brother Branham is using this whole thing kind of as an allegory here. Yet it's not. It's absolutely the unadulterated truth. I hope you see it now. The original has the life, so that's the reason I think. Brother Branham doesn't have a right to think. Said he didn't. Why do you say think now? Well, he said what he's doing, he's thinking on the subject. Thinking on the subject which is absolutely from Almighty God. And as he thinks on it, this being the truth, he knows what? That cults and denominations and organizations die. Now watch. History proves they're everyone dead. So is he just thinking and bringing forth the thought of his mind? No. He's thinking on the subject, and he can show you in nature that what he got from God, which is based on the here the writing, took up his pen and wrote, is absolutely the truth. And if you'll sit down and think, you say, my God, I don't have a thing coming. The handwriting's on the wall. You can't get people to do that. Yeah, you come to this church and be say, well, Lee Dale and both through Brother Branham's got your minds all messed up. He's giving you a mindset. You can't think. Well, shut up, serpent. Get back to your belly crawling. Don't try to look me in the eye, because I'm in the stature of Christ. Now just say what he said. Get thee hence, Satan. The word says different. You don't even argue. You just clop him in the chops with that one. History proves everyone is dead. They never rise anymore. They never will. They can't breathe themselves back. In other words, there's nothing to what they say, so they perish in the gainsayings of Korah. And they go to the lake of fire. There's nothing there. That's why it was screamed by the psalmist, my boast is in the Lord. And Paul in Hebrews said, we're priests of the high priest through our confession, which means saying the same thing. They can't breathe themselves back. Got nothing to breed with. They're sterile. That's why Eve's children die. That's why Eve's children die. Okay. We could just bypass that and say, well, that's a little bit of a mystery. And it is. I don't say I'm going to be right on this, but let's take a little gander. Lee Dale's talking now about the subject. Brother Brown said Eve's children die. All right. We are going to look at 3:20. And Adam called his wife's name Eve, living or life giver, because she is the mother of all living. Doesn't say Adam is the father of all living, though, does it? And if it doesn't say it, then shut up. And don't pretend it does. Oh, you said, I have gotten a man from the Lord. Anybody can say that. Why? And they can say it truthfully. Because even the devil can say, all my power was given to me by God. Therefore, I will use it because it is God's power. I can be a southern democratic spellbinder as a politician and tell you the Constitution gives me the right. They've changed the Constitution and the meaning of it. Your First Amendment doesn't mean anything, and you know it. The ACLU will knock you down, and you'll find no matter how you go to law, you cannot win. Because the government is sure that makes sure that you won't. Plead the law and say, I have got a precedent. They'll say, nuts to your precedent. That was in that case, under that spirit. This is now, and we're going to get you. You think I'm lying? Come on, you better read some of the reports I read that are documented. Do you even believe that the Israelites are planning right now? They got army training going on? Why have they got army training in America? Oh, they're going to go to Israel and shoot the Arabs. Ha, ha, ha. Do you ever hear about the fact in the great Exodus there were some who said, we're going to stay behind here on this side of Jordan? You ever hear the story of how they saw the troops, the great Sabesco, and they said, just the same, they're too big, it's wonderful. Well, I know that's really supposed to be for us, but we can't get it. I hope you're picking up what I'm saying, brother, sister. He knew his wife, she bare a son. The serpent got there first, absolutely, there's no doubt about it. All right, let's go to Galatians. Let's have another little turn about this. Dear little sweet Mother Eve, that she played the prostitute. I said, but Brother Bale, that woman was a you know, she was Adam's wife, and don't you know that she was a part of him, and she was in that creation and everything else? Yeah, that's right. I'm not denying the fact, but she played the whore to her husband. There's no two ways about it. People deny it, but how do you account then for serpent seed and the seed of God? I mean, you can't do it. How do you count for election? God would be 100% unjust. Have a son, then kill him, throw him in the lake of fire. Come on. Where is your understanding of anything? You haven't got it. I haven't got it. Brother Branham made it clear. Fourth chapter of Galatians, the 19th verse. My little children, of whom I am travailing, birth again until Christ be formed in you. See, they lost the image. I desire to be present with you now and to change my voice, for I stand in doubt of you. Tell me, you that desire to be under the law, do you not hear the law? For it's written, Abraham had two sons, one by a bondwoman, one by a free woman. But he who was of the bondwoman was born after the flesh, and he of the free woman by promise. That's election, see? Bringing to born out, which things are an allegory. See, I'm taking the truth and extending it to give you an idea of what's really real. There are two covenants. One is from Mount Sinai, which entereth bondage, which is Hagar, and this Hagar is Mount Sinai in Arabia, an answer to Jerusalem, which now is, and bondage your children. But Jerusalem, which is above, is free, which is our mother. Not the mother of us all. That's hogwash. That's not in the Greek. The mother of all. Come on. There's a separation. Even the foolish virgin aren't there. Huh? Oh, come on. Come on. You're going to find, if you go to a proper Bible, you're going to find there's italics should be there. For it's written, rejoice thou barren that bearest not, break forth and cry. That's Sarah. Thou that travailest not, for the desolate hath many more children than she that hath an husband. Now who's the desolated one? Hagar, he kicked her out. She's prolific like an animal, like a beast. She litters. 100 people line up at one time. Join the church. Shake my hand. Shake my hand. Here, put that good. Eucharist. Pop a little tart on it. A little bit of wafer. And the priest drinks the wine. You talk about a jip. No wonder they get drunk. Did you see Kennedy's interment? I swear, and I'm not making a joke of it, although it is a joke to me. I swear that guy drank so much booze he was already to stagger. Oh, man, if you could officiate like the funerals like that and you're like liquor, I don't. So if you're going to die, I'm not going to drink a lot of booze. You all need to fear for 1 minute. That's the church for you. Publicly caught in your adulteries and care less. Bury a saint. That's a homosexual. Preach him right into heaven. Hallelujah. Sure, he's a great guy. Well, if Papa can do it,
The kids can do it.
Now think that over about your kids watching TV. You do what you want, you're going to do what you want anyway. And remember, although I'm grateful you're here and I love you, there's a tape being made that goes many, many places. If I can't catch somebody here, I'll catch somebody out there by the grace of God. When I think it's all over, I have to quit preaching. All right, now, you brethren, as Isaac was, are the children of promise. See, she couldn't even have the baby without God doing something about it. Try as they might. There's no way that she could have a child. Yet it looked like both of them could easily have a dozen of them. Mm-mm. Because God said otherwise. And notice, he that was of the flesh persecuted him born after spirit, even so it is now. Nevertheless, what says the scripture? Cast out the bondwoman. For the son of the bondwoman shall not be heir with the son of the free woman. The seed shall not be heir with the shuck, vice versa. So there you see the picture that Brother Branham's talking about. They all come from the original seed, but some hybridize. And the hybridized people, the seed, the wrong ones, will take the word of God and pervert it. Now, we're in for a surprise, but I think I'm going to have to keep my surprise for another time because I'm not going to get that far. Sorry about that. We never seem to get anywhere. But we do. Don't worry. Now, they never rise up, they die. See? Only original creation is going to make it. And only lambs led by the dove are going to make it, because the dove will not light on a wolf. Now there again, what did Brother Branham say? There has to be the nature in there, which is the lamb, and the dove lights on it. And what is the Holy Spirit doing? He's checking the spirit by the nature. And so therefore, when you see certain things, you know it's God. And when you see God come forth in his word, that's God. Let the Church of Christ, let anybody deny it, like the Pharisees, and say it's a devil, they're already gone. Don't even pray for them. When they testify that to you, walk off and say, do you really mean it? Are you convinced? Absolutely. Say, no, all right. That's the end of it. Don't ever talk to me about it again. And you walk up. John says, I do not say you pray for him. So you want to pray? Go ahead. Brother Brown said, don't pray for America. You go ahead. Well, I'm nicer than Brother Brown. I know you are. Have a ball. Your prayers aren't going to get past your nose. Because you know why? You're praying right off your stupid fat head instead of the life of God's word in your heart. So Brother Bale, don't Brother Bale me. Now, Brother Brand didn't say, don't pray for authorities. He said, don't pray for America. Praying for authorities is a different thing entirely. Now, remember, every spoken word of God is the original seed. God planted everything in the earth by his word, and as long as you stay with the original seed, it will breed itself right back and reproduce itself again. In other words, it will take you back to Eden. And this time immortal. And remember, Eden was a place of sanctifying grace. The millennium is a further sanctification. Now, hybridize it and it dies. And Eve was the first hybridized thing there ever was. Now, don't feel bad about that, because I'm going to keep reading. She was a hybridizer, a bride. In other words, he's connected her with hybridization, although she was positively one who was with Adam and in Adam, but out of the original creation, and that explains exactly why it took place with her and not with Adam. Now, Brother Branham explained that it would not be coming to God to have his son fall and disbelieve the word. So therefore, it had to be that which was outside the original creation. And outside of that creation was the ability for her to take somebody else on as her husband and she become pregnant. And it was so close that they could interbreed from that time on as far as the flesh was concerned, but there wouldn't be one child with the serpent seed or the life of that father Cain, Cain was of the serpent, who would ever see the light of Almighty God. No way, shape, and form, because they're beasts to begin with, and the world ends up as being natural-born beasts. Now, that's the thing I'm talking about right now that kills me as I realize the kids coming up in the generation, what is it going to be? I don't know. I believe the word of God. It's got to come. It's here. You remember every spoken word's original seed. See? Hybridize it, it dies. Eve the woman was the first hybrid thing. She was a hybridizer, a bride. In other words, she was seduced by the serpent and brought forth his seed. She received the wrong seed, and she could bring it forth. And that brought them into the world, and there they are. Notice, through that brought death. Through trying to make the word of God and mix some wisdom with it. See, you're not supposed to do that whether you have got wisdom to explain it. You haven't got wisdom to explain it, rather. Just say, God said it, that settles it. See, that's the way we want to stand right here. If we don't have the revelation as Brother Branham gave it, just leave it. And that's all there is to it. If you can't explain it, leave it alone. But just say it's so because God said so. See, that's it. God said it. Now, that's what Brother Branham said. Say just what I say. Because he knew positively there were those who could not handle it as it was taught. It's just like Godhead. All you got to do is firmly be. There's one God. There's not two. There's not three. Forget it. I preach it, and they say, Brother Bale, you're teaching two personalities, and you're preaching two gods because it was eternal. I said, just a minute, isn't part of you eternal? Oh, yes, oh, yes, oh, yes. God eternal. Is that part God? Oh, yes, oh, yes, oh, yes. How many think are really born? Oh, maybe 2 million. And you got 2 million gods. You still don't believe it, do you? You're still cooped out in your thinking. Are you? So you don't believe you came from God. Can't you understand? He's the chief shepherd. He's the chief son. He's the only begotten son. And in him alone was the fullness of the Godhead. Bodily! That means restrictions. It's a definition. You and I are not sons of God. To whom was given the Spirit... without measure. Huh? You believe your Bibles? Just find out you believe your Bibles. I want to find out. You know, come on. 5 minutes. That's all we need. But we see Jesus, who was made a little lower than the angel for the suffering death, crowned with glory and honor, that he by the grace of God should taste death for every man, hogwash, every son. The word man should be in italics, his sons. For it became him, for whom are all things, and by whom are all things. That's Colossians. In bringing many sons unto glory, to make the captain of their salvation perfect through sufferings. For both he that sanctifieth, and they who are sanctified, are all of one. One source. For which he is not ashamed to call them brethren. Same Father. Say, the Father of Jesus Christ is my Father. Same life, same germ, same everything, but watch the measure. He never bypassed his theophonic form. He certainly did not. That would mean commensurate that came from the actual soul, which is eternal. He was even allowed to be into Michael, where he led in the worship. Michael on one side, Satan on the other. Michael is still living. Try to explain it. I can't. But the captain of our salvation, the chief shepherd, the head of the church, stands in the midst of the church, and he's not ashamed to say, they are my brothers because God is the Father of every single one. But I'm going to tell you, he's the Son in a way that nobody else is the Son. Now I'm preaching Elohim. To some people, which means we're all God. And we stand up there, we stand in His glory, which means we are now God. And the next thing, you're like the kook ball in Florida. Said, I saw him standing behind the curtain, he's waving his smiling. Oh, fine. I hate to end on abrupt, sarcastic note. But that's the way I do things today. I don't mean to be. Well, listen, you can't fool with God and His Word, brothers. When I say these things and act this way, it's for one purpose, to see exactly, let you know exactly what's going on. Before Rush Limbaugh ever showed you what a liberal was, I was standing in this pulpit for the last 30 years doing the same thing. Showing you what these serpent seed are and the whole bunch to stand and pose and to wreck our salvation and lead us away from our Christ, the fountain of living water. Let's rise and be dismissed. Heavenly Father, we come to you again at the end of this little service here of preachments, knowing, Lord, that except the Lord build the house, they labor in vain that build it. And except the Lord watch the city, the watchman watcheth but in vain. And Lord, we know it even goes beyond that. Except the Lord had planted the seed that we believe is now in us and watering it, we would not be believing as we believe this morning, Lord. And wherein, if we believe anything wrong, Father, the emphasis even is wrong, or the tone, I know, Lord, you're able to make it right, and by grace, if we are a part of that, we will be made right. The washing of the water by the Word, and the life within cleansing and bringing forth the original. Maybe people look around right now and say, if that's the original, I don't think I want it. That's fine by me, Lord, as long as I know within my heart I have no complaint. Though I may complain, I have none. For it's all put back on you, Lord. If we're children, then one day we will stand and he in the midst of us and not be ashamed to say, you are my brothers. You are from one source. There is our Father. And there upon the throne sits the wonderful Lamb of God with the nail prints, the scars, and the temples, the wound in the side, the hands and the feet. And above there, the pillar of fire, the Son having handed the kingdom back to the Father. And God is all and in all. Lord, I know that's the Alpha, the Omega, of what the Alpha was in the garden. And the Omega tells us the truth. And in between, we've seen this life come up. And as Brother Branham said, generation after generation shows completely and perfectly that it's got to go back to original seed every single time, the measure of the Word for that hour, until one day it comes forth. And Lord God, I believe it will come forth today. Father, if I've said anything to offend the people, I pray they'll forgive me. And not try to take it wrong or in any way to slam anybody, because that is not my purpose. But the purpose, stand before all and realize there isn't one of us of ourselves could have come and received this revelation of the Word, and not one of us ourselves can maintain it. But there is a great danger, Lord, if we get high-minded and disputatious and think we know something more than the prophet. We could take from or add to and find ourselves in folly. Protect us, O God, from our own folly, because we know it's not a matter now of simply protecting us from the devil. We know that's over. Brother Branham said, we've given the devil his answer. We know what his question was. We know the secrets. No. It lies now with us to remain under the shadow of the Almighty, to sit by the cleft rock, eating the honey out of the rock, the waters that flow forth, and abiding in that Word, and that Word in us, and we one Lord, and seeing ourselves a part of the New Jerusalem. And yet knowing, as Brother Branham said so truly, though he said to the people, by thoughts of grace I count myself with you, he still turned around and said, if we're not bride, there's a bride out there somewhere. And by the grace of God, I won't stand in her way. Lord, help us to be in a place of complete, perfect humility before you. Never denying your grace, your power, your wonderment. Never denying the fact that we are identified with it. And yet never denying the fact that it's all of grace. You gave it to us. And therefore, none of us is high-minded and heady. And what we have, Lord, is of you. And if it's of you, you will keep it until that day. And we stand in perfect, amazing grace and glorify you as our hearts have always wanted to, Lord, really desired to. And rest and relax in that beautiful haven of rest where you can look at each other. No longer the jaundiced eye. There's no longer queries rising in our mind. But it's the open heartedness of Almighty God Himself. Knowing we're resting in Him. And that's security. Lord, we can have a taste of it now because your own word said they taste in this end time of the power of the world to come. That great kingdom there, Lord, that's what we want. We know we have it. But let it spring forth, Lord. Watered by you, no man plucking it out of your hands. Coming to maturity. The amazing grace of it all is that we are a part of that maturity. We are that original seed come forth the way God wanted it. Lord, that is too wonderful, altogether too wonderful. But that's why your name is wonderful and you are wonderful. That we might bask in you and in your glory. And that's all we really want when it comes right down to the finishing line. Now unto the King, eternal, immortal, invisible, the only wise God, be all power, honor, and glory through Jesus Christ, our blessed Savior. Amen. Take the name.